Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Welcome. It's Monday, the 27th of January, 2025, and today we're bringing you stories on hosting providers helping criminals operate in the shadows, the largest ever DDoS attack, and a security flaw in Subaru's connected vehicles. I'm Lee Kefford. Let's start. Let's kick off with bulletproof hosting providers. The Australian Cybersecurity Centre recently flagged these shady hosting companies that provide safe havens for cybercriminals. These providers rent out servers or virtual space to host illegal content, malware, and even launch cyber attacks, all while making it hard for law enforcement to track them down.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Partner with hosting providers that have strict anti-cybercrime policies. Monitor your network traffic for unusual activities like spikes or unauthorized connections. Stay informed by following cybersecurity advisories to spot new threats tied to these hosting providers. These steps might sound simple, but they go a long way in keeping your systems clean and secure. Next up, let's talk about a record-breaking DDoS attack. At its peak, this attack hit 5.6 terabits per second, targeting an internet provider in Asia. It lasted just 80 seconds, but involved 13,000 unique IP addresses, all part of a massive botnet. Imagine the chaos such an attack could cause for a business.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Invest in a DDoS protection service that can block attacks before they impact your operations. Develop an incident response plan so your team knows exactly what to do if you're hit. And keep your systems updated to prevent your devices from being hijacked into a botnet like this one. DDoS attacks are quick but devastating. Being prepared makes all the difference. And finally today, let's look at a connected car vulnerability. Subaru's Starlink system was found to have a flaw that allowed unauthorized access to vehicle data and remote control of certain features. This affected customers in the US, Canada, and Japan before Subaru patched the issue. It's a reminder that connected technologies, while convenient, comes with risk. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can read the show notes and links at sittingduck.com.au. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Lee Kefford. Stay safe online, and thank you for listening.